Muram barabadi ala boku 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 boku. Muram mangara mandara manka. Oh rashi bede. Ash bodobo shebede. Oh fasile massa. Voshkiri badama sura manga bassa bode boku boku shka. Ro bodobo doko boku dobo kode bakada bakada basse. Vede boku boro boku brigi debo komo debo komo diki deba diki dei. Bremande, Bremenamondo, Ramanama Babase. Hey, Shukoba, Hatsa, Kata, Kata, Kata. Hey, Shukura Badala, Vrigo, Vrigo, Vrigoda. Zibrebende, Beshemende, Bende, 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 Bende. Bremanak, Lavoro, Kobo, Kobo, Kombo, Kombo, Kamba. Bem, Yamara, Nomoro, Monara, Madide, Mada. Jimar Namanda, Sabara Nangosa, Kadada, She. Oh, Brabata, Lavra, Kavra, Kavra, Ka. Aha, Soho. Shibarabando roboko boko 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 boshka. Bre balaba riba debo kobo boko 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 boro boko brebe debo kamba. Bre mana korra baba barribe debo kobo kobo debo kamba. Elebanda laba belevura kriga deke deke deske. Ish boro rodo shodo shada da 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 da. Zere karabati ala boko 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 bo. Bre mana lavora manga baba kamba dike deke deke de. O vravadi lebo shokora boko shaka. Rimana glebruga baba kabribe debeke. O shabarra baki bedebeke debeke debeke ba. Rungo boro korra bakashi bedebakaske. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Rimana gleboro kobo kura bakri gedekete. Bre de keshe gede boko 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 boshka ba. Zora boko bodo boko bala baka baka bashi gede bamba. Oh, Jesus, 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 Lord, I worship you, thank you. Oh, Ravata Laba Kubrabaka Bashke Bede Bake, Rimana Klebarebe Bokabrigi Bokabrigi Boke, Delevora Borgabrebe Bokabrigi Bokabrigi Boklabrebe Bokababa Kashke, Rimana Malabari Barabora Babarebe Bokabrigi Bokabrigi Boka. Jere barba baba kaba baka baka badi ala boko boko bushka. Rimana la barimana glelelelelele vora baba baba she. Rimana mama rimana boko rebe boka brigi boka brigi boki brigi boka. Obro 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 boko 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 bushka. Jde de 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 ke de ke de. Una vanda nana kanda da. Yeah, sura make. Jende de ke de ke de boshoko boko busha baba baka she. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Ele boko boko boshka da bakachka bakachke bechke bechke berekechke debekechke. Rimana klebar de mena moko bre bre boka bre gine boka bre gine boka basha. Juta shike de. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me share just a couple of thoughts here with you. I believe that as we've been listening to the Word of God and praying this afternoon, that there's been some areas maybe in your life where the Holy Spirit has been speaking to you.
Môžu byť oblasti vo vašom živote, o ktorých vám Duch Svätý hovorí.
Maybe as you've been listening and praying, you see some areas that maybe you've been believing a lie of the enemy, or you've been speaking negative things.
Sú to oblasti, kde ste zistili, že ste uverili lži nepriateľa a hovorili o tej oblasti negatívne veci.
Maybe you're praying for a change in your marriage, your family, but then on the other side you're speaking negative things and you just imagine and worry over it.
Môže to byť oblasť manželstva, rodiny. Vy tam hovoríte negatívne veci a na jednej strane veríte, chcete zmenu, veríte v ňu, ale hovoríte tam negatívne veci a vidíte negatívne obrazy.
And I believe it's important that when the Holy Spirit shows us these things,
verím, že je dôležité, ak nám Duch Svätý takéto veci ukáže,
that we ask Him to forgive us, that we repent.
Že činíme pokánie z toho a prosíme ho o odpustenie.
That it's like we're drawing a line in the sand, so to speak.
A vlastne ako keby sme kreslili čiaru do piesku.
Lord, I see that I've been missing it in this area. I've been opening the door for the enemy to attack me in this area.
Pane, je mi ľúto, v tejto oblasti som to nerobil dobre. Ja som dovolil nepriateľovi, aby konal v tejto oblasti.
And I'm turning my face towards you.
Ale teraz ti chcem veriť.
And so if there's some areas that you see in your life.
Čiže ak sú takéto oblasti vo vašom živote a vidíte ich.
This is a time, let's pray and let's repent and let's ask the Lord to forgive us.
Čiže teraz je ten priestor pre vás, aby ste potichu Pánovi povedali o tom, čo ste nerobili správne, činili z toho pokánia, požiadali ho, aby vám odpustil.
Okay, the Lord is not condemning you.
Boh vás neodsudzuje.
We're not condemning you. I don't even know what's going on in your life.
Ani my vás neodsudzujeme, ani neviem, čo sa deje vo vašom živote.
It's between you and the Lord.
Je to medzi vami a Pánom.
Okay? But let's do that.
Takže môžeme teraz si ten čas na to dať a urobiť
to. You just pray, Lord, I ask you to forgive me.
Jednoducho sa modlite, Páne, prosím, odpusti mi.
In the name of Jesus.
Mene Ježiš.
Lord, I repent.
A činím pokánie.
Now you talk to him quietly. I'm just kind of praying generally out loud.
Potišku sa teraz vy rozprávate s Pánom a on sa bude nahlas modliť.
Lord, we ask you to forgive us.
Páne, prosím, odpusti.
Where we believe the lies of the enemy.
Tam, kde sme verili, že nepriateľa.
Lord, we've confessed and we ask you to forgive us of those things.
Vyznávame to a prosím, odpusti nám tieto veci.
Lord, where we've exalted the circumstances above your name and above your word.
My sme pozdvihli okolnosti nad tvoje meno.
I thank you that you are my source. You are our source.
Pane, ďakujeme ti, že ty si našim zdrojom.
And we turn towards you, Lord.
My sa obraciame k tebe, Pane.
And Lord, we thank you that with you all things are possible.
Ďakujeme ti, že s tebou sú všetky veci možné.
And Lord, we declare it today, Lord, I believe in you.
Pane, my dnes prehlasujeme, verím v teba.
I believe in your word.
Verím v tvoje slovo.
I believe that with you all things are possible.
Verím, že s tebou všetky veci sú možné.
And this situation in my life can and will turn around.
Hľadom tej situácie v mojom živote verím, že sa zmení.
Lord, thank you today.
A ďakujem ti, Páne, dnes.
Thank you today.
Ďakujem ti dnes.
Worship you, Jesus.
A uctievam ťa, Ježiš.
Father, I thank you right now in Jesus' name.
Otče, ja ti ďakujem teraz v mene Ježiš.
For the anointing of your Holy Spirit.
Za tvoje pomazanie, tvojim Duchom Svätým.
Lord, that you work in our hearts and our lives.
Že ty pracuješ v našich životoch a v našich srdciach.
Lord, that we begin to catch a vision.
Že začíname dostávať víziu.
Lord, Shuraba shuraba kuraba. With you all things are possible.
Či s tebou všetky veci sú možné.
Worship you, Jesus.
My ťa uctievame, Pane. Teba uctievame, Otče.
Lord, I bless you.
Ťa žehnám, Pane. Žehnám ťa, Pane.
Bless you, Jesus.
Žehnám ťa, Pane.
Oh, I bless you, Father. Hallelujah.
Žehnám ťa, Otče.
Lord, you alone are worthy of praise and honor and glory, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I bless you. Hallelema sora mandele viana. Oh, riba caravisce gerevo vro riba nativuru. Erevo ramassi varabasura babare bere 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 bere. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, rabakarabakarabasata. Rambara bukura bakara bakura bakara bakara bakushukura basata ribara burra babara bukura bababashira rarara bashibara batara bata jura barabadia la barabadia rabadura barabata barabatara batara 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 baki remana mandura boboko boko boko bukura badara bati araba jura babara bukura 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 bukura. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, why don't you sit down?
Môžeme sa posadiť.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay. Now, let's do this. What are some of the areas that you're believing for change, or you need to see some answers?
Že máte oblasti, kde potrebujete zmenu, potrebujete vidieť určité odpovede.
I want you to take just a minute and write down in your notes, maybe on a blank sheet or on your notes or something, write those maybe one or two or areas down.
Čiže bol by som rád teraz, keby ste si napísali tak písomne, vyjadrili tie oblasti 1, 2, 3, kde okay. Potrebujete tú zmenu.
Okay. Write it down.
Čiže zapíšte si.
What needs to change or what
is it? Čo to je?
There's something about writing things down sometimes that helps us.
To, keď si veci napíšeme, nám pomôže.
And it can also be a great encouragement in the future to come back and see how the Lord changed it or provided.
A je to aj také pozbudenie do budúcnosti, keď sa potom vrátite k týmto veciam a uvidíte, že Pán tam už niečo urobil, že sa tam niečo zmenilo.
Hallelujah. So write it down.
Takže napíšte si tie oblasti.
Hallelujah. Okay. Now once you've done that, let's next to that or close to it, what does the word of God say about that situation?
A teraz si ku každej tej situácii môžete poznačiť, čo o nej hovorí slovo Božie.
What are some scriptures?
Určité verše.
That are promises, are seeds that you can grab a hold of.
Že nejaké zasľúbenia, ktoré o tých situáciách hovorí Božie slovo, nejaké semienka, ktorých sa môžete potom chytiť.
Okay, if we think about, for example, finances.
Napríklad, ak sú to financie.
Well, we could think of maybe Philippians 4:19.
Napríklad Filipanom 4:19.
My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ.
Boh naplní každú moju potrebu podľa svojho bohatstva a slávy v Kristu.
Or we could think of 3 John verse 2.
Alebo 3. Jána 2.
Says, I, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Prajem vám, aby ste prosperovali a boli zdraví tak, ako prosperuje aj zdravá vaša duša.
Okay. Maybe if it's for a relationship.
Alebo vzťahy.
Like we were talking earlier about your family. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Napríklad, čo sa týka rodiny, sme hovorili, čo sa týka mňa a môjho domu, my budeme slúžiť Pánovi.
What is that? Acts chapter 16.
Skutky 16. kapitola.
I forget the exact reference there. Verse 30 or something like that.
Nejaký 30. verš. Neviem presný verš.
I mean, but you just take a minute and write some scriptures down. Maybe you don't even know some scriptures.
Čiže ak si pamätáte nejaký verš, poznačte si, ak si nepamätáte.
Okay, you may need to go home and get your Bible out and do a little study.
Tak potom, keď budete doma, si pozrite Bibliu, trošku študujte Bibliu, pozrite si.
Okay, but find what the Word of God says.
Ale ku každej tej situácii, ktorú ste si napísali, zistite si, čo o tej situácii hovorí slovo Božie.
And you need to get the seed into your heart.
A tie semienka, tie verše potrebujete dostať do svojho srdca.
Okay, so I want to give you a little bit of homework.
Čiže chcem vám dať takú malú domácu úlohu.
In other words, you go home and take those scriptures and you write them out on a piece of paper.
Čiže keď si doma nájdete tie verše, tak potom si tie verše vypíšte na nejaký papier.
And every day.
A každý deň.
Maybe morning, noon, ráno, evening.
Na obed, večer.
You know, a lot of times when if you go to the doctor and they give you medicine, what do they say?
Keď idete k lekárovi a predpíše vám nejaký liek, čo vám povie.
Okay, you take one tablet 3 times a day.
Možno beriete jednu tabletku trikrát denne.
Morning, noon, and evening.
Ráno, na obed a večer.
Well, the Word of God is the same way.
A takisto je to so slovom Božím.
You take some time and you read over those scriptures.
Čiže nájdete si čas a čítate si tie verše.
You know, if you have really if you have an area that you've really struggled with,
a ak máte oblasť, kde naozaj bojujete,
you may need to take some more time.
Možno ešte viac času budete potrebovať na tú oblasť.
So you read those scriptures out loud to yourself.
A tie verše, ktoré si vypíšete, si potom čítajte nahlas.
And then through the day,
a počas dňa,
every time a thought comes opposite to what God's word says.
Vždy, keď vám príde myšlienka, ktorá je v protiklade k tomu, čo hovorí slovo Božie.
For example, you know if we talk about a relationship.
Hovoríme napríklad o vzťahoch.
You're going through the day and thoughts come, this relationship's not going to work out, that person hates you or whatever.
Príde vám myšlienka, ten vzťah nebude fungovať, čak ten človek ťa nenávidí.
Instead of meditating on that thought,
namiesto aby ste začali premýšľať o tej myšlienke,
you pull up the scriptures, the word of God that you've been reading and you've been meditating.
Vytiahnete zo svojho vnútra ten verš alebo tie verše, ktoré ste čítali a o ktorých rozímate.
And you begin to speak out in you know obviously you can speak quietly, okay?
Tak asi nebudete vždy moc nahlas hovoriť, tak potišku to budete hovoriť.
But you say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Poviete napríklad, ja, čo sa týka mňa a môjho domu, my budeme slúžiť Pánovi.
Maybe it's your marriage. You say what God has joined together, no man can separate.
Týka sa to manželstva, poviete, čo Boh spojil, žiaden človek nerozdelí.
Me and my husband, my children, we're going to serve God together.
Ja, môj dom, moje deti, my budeme spolu slúžiť Pánovi.
Or if it's your finance, you say, I am blessed of God.
Keď sú to financie, povedz, ja som ten, ktorého Boh požehnáva.
Everything I put my hand to is prospered and increased.
Na všetko, na čo položím svoju ruku, bude prosperovať a bude sa to zväčšovať.
Okay, but can you see that?
Rozumiete?
Okay, you're going to have to speak the word of God when those negative thoughts come.
Čiže keď prídu tie negatívne myšlienky, vy budete musieť hovoriť to slovo Božie.
Jesus said, if you can believe.
Ježiš hovorí, ak môžete veriť.
All things are possible to him that believes.
Všetky veci sú možné tomu, kto verí.
If I believe the word of God.
Čiže ak ja verím slovu Božiemu.
The spirit of faith, I believe, therefore I speak.
Je tam ten duch viery a to, čomu verím, aj hovorím.
Okay. See, there's a process here where we sow the word of God into our hearts.
Ten proces bude prebiehať, budeme siať to slovo Božie do svojho srdca.
As you do this, it's going to begin to take root.
Ako to budete robiť, to slovo Božie sa zakorení.
And it will produce the fruit, the change in your life.
A priniesie ovocie, to bude tá zmena vo vašom živote.
Now we read today when we took up the offering, we read from Galatians 6, didn't we?
Pri zbierke sme čítali z Galackým 6. kapitola.
6 through verse 9.
Verše 6 až 9.
And what did it say?
A čo sa tam hovorilo?
Okay. If you don't grow weary, if you don't faint, if you don't quit,
ak to nevzdáte,
says you will reap a harvest.
Budete mať žatvu, úrodu.
There will be a change.
Čiže príde zmena.
Now, you go home and say, well, you know, I've tried this for 3 days and nothing's changed.
Tak prídete domov a poviete, no 3 dni som to skúšal a nič sa nezmenilo.
Well, when was the last time you planted some seeds in your garden and 3 days later you had tomatoes or carrots?
Kedy sa vám stalo, že ste zasiali v záhradke nejaké semienko a o 3 dni neskôr ste zbierali paradajky?
It just doesn't happen, does it?
Stáva sa to? To sa nestáva.
Okay, it takes some time, doesn't it?
Že treba na to určitý čas.
Okay? And every day when you know, and as you go through the day, when you think of that situation, you just say, Lord, I thank you that you're working this out.
Čiže keď počas dňa budete premýšľať o tej vašej situácii, tak môžete povedať: Pane, ja ti ďakujem, že cez to svoje slovo sa to vyrieši.
Lord, thank you for the answer.
Ďakujem ti, Pane, za odpoveď.
Thank you for your provision.
Ďakujem, že ty zabezpečíš.
Thank you for your healing.
Ty sa postaráš. Ďakujem za uzdravenie.
Thank you for a restored relationship.
Ďakujem za obnovený vzťah.
Thank you for my job.
A ďakujem za moje zamestnanie, prácu.
Amen. Praise God. Do you see that?
Rozumiete, vidíte?
Okay. Now, let's come and look at some other things here.
Ešte sa pozrieme na ďalšie veci.
I'm trying to make this very practical.
Snažím sa vám to podať veľmi praktickým spôsobom.
Because see, sometimes we can get these ideas.
Niekedy môžeme mať určité myšlienky, názory.
And we're just expecting something, you know, miraculous to happen.
A očakávame, že sa niečo zázračné stane.
And we don't even have any seed in the ground.
Ale nič sme nezasiali.
We haven't even been sowing.
Ešte sme ani nesiali.
Think about that one.
Premýšľajme aj o tomto.
I will okay, let me share this thought.
Okay. Teda táto myšlienka.
God does supernatural things.
Boh robí nadprirodzené veci.
Let's go back to Israel.
Poďme k Izraelu späť.
1 Corinthians 10 says that the things that happened to the children of Israel were written for our example.
1 Korinským 10 hovorí, že veci, ktoré sa stali izraelskému národu, boli zapísané, aby to bolo pre nás príkladom.
And we see that God supernaturally delivered them out of Egypt.
A my sme videli, že Boh ich nadprirodzene vyslobodil z Egypta.
And God brought them through the desert and provided for them supernaturally.
Boh ich viedol cez púšť a stále sa o nich nadprirodzene staral.
Okay? We do see some supernatural things there, don't we?
A vidíme tam nadprirodzené veci.
And you will see it as you look in your life, you will see God's supernatural provision.
A keď sa budete dívať na svoj život, takisto uvidíte veci, keď Boh nadprirodzene zasiahol a postaral sa.
But there is a very interesting passage in the book of Joshua.
V knihe Jozue je veľmi zaujímavá časť.
It says that when the children of Israel went into the promised land,
hovorí sa tam, že keď deti Izraela vošli do zasľúbenej zeme,
the manna stopped.
Mana prestala padať.
And they began to sow and to reap.
A začali siať a žať.
And I want to present this thought to you.
A chcem vám túto myšlienku teraz ukázať.
Sometimes we're like the children of Israel.
Niekedy sme ako tie deti Izraela.
Or even like some of the followers of Jesus.
Alebo nasledovníci Ježiša.
Remember, Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fishes for the multitudes of people.
Napríklad Ježiš urobil zázrak v tom, že rozmnožil chlieb a ryby pre celý ten zástup.
You remember one place the people came to Jesus and it says they were there because they wanted to receive from the miracles again, the food and the bread.
Na jednom mieste v Biblii sa hovorí, že boli určití ľudia, ktorí nasledovali Ježiša iba preto, aby videli nejaké zázraky, ktoré urobí.
And what did Jesus say?
A čo hovorí Ježiš?
He encouraged them. We say exhorted them.
On ich takže pozbudí, ale aj pokarha.
That they would believe.
Ha, takto. On im hovorí, aby verili. Tak.
In other words, instead of just following after for these miraculous things,
so they shouldn't follow this.
Right. In other words, that there is a progression, a maturing that should take place in our life.
Hej, čiže aby nenasledovali ho iba kvôli tým zázrakom, ale aj aby tak dorástli, aby dozreli, a to dozrievanie má byť aj v našom živote.
In other words, we're always going to have our faith and expecting for God's miraculous.
A vždy budeme mať aj vieru, aj očakávanie na Božie zázraky.
But do you understand? See, some people, they don't want to do anything. They just want to sit back and I just want the manna. I just want the miraculous things.
Ale sú ľudia, ktorí ako nechcú urobiť ten krok ďalej, tak dospieť, dozrieť, ale chcú len sedieť a čakať na tú manu alebo na tie zázraky.
But God says, I want you to grow up.
Ale Boh hovorí, ja chcem, aby ste vyrástli.
I want you to begin to understand how to sow and reap in your life.
Chcem, aby ste rozumeli aj tomu, že vy máte siať do svojho života a potom zožať tú úrodu.
I want you to learn how to believe me every day.
Chcem, aby ste sa mi naučili každý deň dôverovať.
That you begin to grow up and you begin to do your part.
Aby ste začali dozrievať, dospievať a začali robiť tú svoju časť.
Do you see that?
Rozumiete, vidíte to?
God is still doing supernatural things.
Boh stále robí aj nadprirodzené veci.
But we begin to take our place.
Ale my tú svoju časť, ktorú máme robiť, začneme robiť.
As sons and daughters of the living God, we begin to cooperate together with him.
Ako synovia a dcery Božie, začneme spolupracovať s Bohom.
Think about it like this.
Pozrime sa na to takto.
In 1 Corinthians 13,
1. Korinským 13.
The end of the chapter, remember, the apostle Paul is writing. He said, "When I was a child, I thought and spoke and acted like a child."
Paul tam píše, keď som bol dieťa, rozmýšľal som a hovoril som ako dieťa.
But when I became a man,
ale keď som sa stal mužom,
I put away childish things.
Zanechal som detské veci.
In other words, I begin to step into my place.
Iným slovom povedal, ne, začal som zastávať to svoje miesto, ktoré som mal zastávať.
God's calling us up to another place, another level.
Boh nás povoláva na ďalšie miesto a na ďalšiu úroveň.
That we begin to take our place.
Kde zaujímame to svoje miesto.
When my boys were little babies,
keď moji chlapci boli ešte bábetka,
they'd get up in the morning,
ráno vstali,
and they'd want their breakfast.
A chceli raňajky.
And so we'd get their food out and we'd mix it up.
Tak my sme im namixovali nejaké raňajky.
And we'd go hum hum.
A tak sme ich krmili.
Open up,
hum,
you know,
hum,
we put it in their mouth.
Ešte sme im to aj do úst vložili.
We changed their diapers.
Zmenili sme, vymenili
we
sme
put
im
their
plienky
clothes on.
A obliekali
we
ich.
Did everything for them.
Všetko sme pre nich robili.
But now when they're 10 and 12 years old,
teraz majú 10-12,
we say to them, you go put your own clothes on.
My už hovoríme, ty sa sám obleč.
Okay? When it comes time for breakfast, we say to them, okay, you come in here and help.
Keď sa to týka raňajok, tak povieme, pomôžte už pri raňajkách robiť raňajky.
Okay, you can get up and put your dishes, you know, in the sink. I don't have to do everything for you.
No, my už nemusíme pre všetko robiť. Ty si sa môžeš postrať aj o riady po svojich raňajkách.
You clean up.
Ty to očisti.
Okay? Can you see that spiritually speaking?
Vidíte to aj v tej duchovnej rovine?
God's calling us to a higher level.
Boh nás povoláva do vyššej úrovne.
He hasn't changed.
On sa nezmenil.
But he wants us to begin to cooperate with him.
Ale chcel, aby sme s ním spolupracovali.
There are things that he has for us.
Sú veci, ktoré má pre nás.
And things that he wants to do in and through our lives.
A sú veci, ktoré chce robiť v našom živote a skrz nás.
He wants us to learn how to walk in the victory in our own lives.
Chce, aby sme sa učili chodiť vo víťazstve v našom živote.
And then we begin to teach others.
Aby sme mohli začať učiť aj iných.
That then you begin to pray for others and encourage them.
Aby ste sa mohli modliť za iných a povzbudzovať ich.
Hello. Okay. Instead of you running to every meeting to get the pastor to pray for you,
aby ste už nebežali na každé stretnutie, kde sa niekto, nejaký pastor môže za vás modliť.
You begin to pray for others. You go out and minister to others.
Vy sa postavíte a budete slúžiť iným.
Amen. And I know you do that. So
a viem, že to už robíte.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Word of encouragement there. Now, believing.
Čiže čo sa týka veriť, veriť.
Speaking.
Hovoriť.
I want to toss a couple more thoughts your way today.
Ešte vám chcem povedať pár myšlienok.
Along these lines that we've been talking about.
A týka sa to toho, o čom dnes hovoríme.
Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 4.
Ideme do Rímanom, Rímanom 4. kapitola.
Romans 4, let's read verse 17.
A prečítame si verš 17.
And let's go down to verse 21.
Až 21.
Somebody can read that out loud, please.
Čiže Rímanom 4, 17 až 21. Niekto môže prečítať.
4:17 to
Rímanom 4. kapitola, verše 17 až 21.
Amen. Notice what God says here in verse 17.
Všimnime si, čo Boh hovorí vo verši 17.
Well, I should say this way, what it says about God.
Alebo čo sa hovorí o Bohu vo verši 17.
It says God calls those things which be not as though they were.
Boh povoláva veci, ktoré nie sú, ako by už boli.
And notice what he says about what it says here about Abraham.
A čo hovorí o Abrahamovi?
God spoke a word to Abraham.
Boh Abrahamovi dal zasľúbenie, nejaké slovo mu povedal.
Now we know from the book of Genesis, Abraham was an old man.
Podľa prvej Mojžišovej vieme, že Abraham bol už vtedy starý muž.
His wife was old.
A jeho manželka už bola stará.
And it said she was barren, unable to have children.
Je tam napísané, že nebola schopná mať deti, nemohla mať deti.
And God comes with this word, this promise.
A Boh prichádza so slovom, so zasľúbením.
He says, I want to make a covenant with you.
A chcem s tebou urobiť zmluvu.
That from you will come a nation of people.
Z teba vyjde národ.
What did Abraham say? Or Abram say? Was
čo Abram vtedy ešte povedal?
How can this be?
Ako sa to môže stať?
I don't even have a son.
Nemám ani syna.
And what did God say?
A čo hovorí Boh?
God says, I will give you a seed. I will give you a son.
Dám ti semeno, dám ti syna.
And the Bible says that Abram believed the word of God.
Biblia hovorí, že Abram tomu slovu Božiemu uveril.
Do you remember what happened?
A pamätáte si, čo sa stalo?
God came and talked with Abram several times.
Boh s Abrahamom ešte niekoľkokrát hovoril.
Remember God came and said, look up at the stars, Abram, tell me, can you count them?
Pozri sa na hviezdy, dokážeš ich spočítať?
He says, look at the sand, can you count it?
Pozri sa na piesok, dokážeš tie zrnka spočítať?
He said, as the stars and as the sand, I will make the number of your descendants.
Počet hviezd a počet tých zrniek piesku, toľko bude tvojich potomkov.
What was God doing?
Čo Boh robil?
He gave him a word.
Dal mu slovo.
And then as Abram began to meditate and look at this picture,
a keď Abram začal premýšľať, rozjímať o tom obraze a dívať sa naň,
the Bible says Abram believed God.
Biblia hovorí, že Abraham uveril Bohu.
And then what happened?
A čo sa potom stalo?
God changed his name.
Boh mu zmenil meno.
From Abram to Abraham.
Už nebol Abram, už bol Abraham.
Changed Sarai's name to Sarah.
A Sara tiež tam jej zmenil meno.
And his name means the father of many nations.
Abraham znamená otec mnohých národov.
Think about that.
Premýšľajme o tom.
What about your life?
Ako je to s vašim životom?
What are you calling yourself?
Ako voláte vy sami seba? Ako sa nazývate?
Abraham agreed with God.
Abraham súhlasil s Bohom.
And it says against hope he believed.
Proti nádej uveril.
It says he was not weak in faith.
A neoslabol vo viere.
Okay. He began to say what God said.
Začal hovoriť to, čo hovoril Boh.
He began to call himself Abraham.
Sám seba nazýval Abraham.
You might have to begin calling yourself something else.
Vy môžete sami seba menovať iným menom.
Hello. Think about it.
Takže premýšľajte o tom.
How are you doing?
Ako sa máš?
Oh, I'm sick.
Som chorý.
Oh. Close to death.
A už sa blížim smrti.
Or,
alebo,
okay? See, because you've been meditating on the word of God,
pretože ste predtým premýšľali a rozímali nad slovom Božím,
you begin to say, I am the healed of the Lord.
Ja som ten, koho Boh uzdravil.
And you say, but brother Don, my body, it's not well yet.
Ale vy poviete, brat Don, ale moje telo ešte nie je zdravé.
Okay? See, we have to begin to find out what the word of God says about us and says what belongs to us.
My musíme zistiť, čo nás hovorí slovo Božie a čo nám patrí.
Hello. The Bible says Jesus purchased your salvation.
Biblia hovorí, že Ježiš zaplatil, kúpil vaše spásenie.
Imagine if you were to go to your bank account, go down to the bank on Monday.
Predstavte si, že v pondelok pôjdete do banky, máte tam nejaký účet.
And you were to check how much money was in there.
A zistíte si, že koľko máte na tom účte peňazí.
And you look in there and the accountant gives you a printout and you find out there's 20 billion euros in your account.
Zistíte, že máte 20 miliard dolárov. Euro.
Wow! Somebody made a deposit in my account.
Niekto mi tam vložil niečo na ten môj účet.
Where did this come from?
Odkiaľ to prišlo?
What could you do with that?
A čo s tým môžete robiť?
When we understand Jesus has made a deposit in your account.
Ježiš vlastne už vložil na ten váš účet.
And it's better than money.
A ešte niečo lepšie tam vložil ako peniaze.
It's better than any of this stuff.
Je to niečo lepšie ako hocičo, čo je tu na zemi, ako to fyzické.
He's given us the keys of the kingdom.
On nám dal kľúče od kráľovstva nebeského.
It's not limited by numbers and boundaries.
Nie je to ohraničené nejakými číslami alebo nejakými hranicami.
He said, what do you need?
Pýta sa, čo potrebuješ?
Ask.
Požiadaj.
Okay? Command.
Prikáž.
Speak.
Hovor.
Do.
Rob.
Why?
Prečo?
Because you and I have been made sons of the living God.
Pretože sme synovia živého Boha.
Amen. We have been placed in a position of authority in Christ.
Sme v pozícii, kde máme Kristovu autoritu.
We're no longer slaves in the kingdom of darkness.
Už nie sme otrokmi kráľa temnoty.
We have his name.
Máme jeho meno.
And as we meditate on these things in here,
a keď rozímame nad Bibliou,
and we begin to discover who we are,
a začneme zisťovať, kto vlastne sme,
those seeds,
tie semienka,
and it begins to grow,
začnú rásť.
Wow. I'm not poor anymore.
O, ja už nie som viac chudobný.
I'm not a slave any longer.
Ja už nie som otrok.
Christ has delivered me out of the kingdom of darkness.
Boh ma vyslobodil z kráľovstva temnoty.
The curse of sickness and death is broken off from my life.
Prekvietie choroby a smrti sa zlomilo nad mojim životom.
I have the life of God in me, the life of Christ in me.
Mám v sebe život Krista.
Suddenly, it's like that 20 billion euros in the account.
Náhle to je tak, ako keď by sme videli tých 20 miliard dolárov či eur na svojej účte.
Praise be to God.
Chvála Bohu.
I can do some things.
Niečo už si môžem robiť.
Nothing is impossible to me.
Nič už pre mňa nie je nemožné.
But Jesus said what?
A čo hovorí Ježiš?
If you can believe.
Ak môžeš veriť.
If you can believe.
Ak môžeš veriť.
All things are possible.
Tedy sú všetky veci možné.
So we have to come back and sow the seed of the word.
Čiže na začiatku sejeme to slovo Božie ako semienko.
We have to meditate on these truths.
Musíme rozjímať nad pravdou Božieho slova.
As we meditate on these things.
Ako rozjímame nad tým.
The light of it begins to shine inside of us.
To svetlo v nás začne sa rozžarovať, svietiť.
And I'm not going to say the things I used to say anymore.
A už nebudem hovoriť veci, ktoré som hovoril predtým.
There are things I do not speak over my life.
Sú veci, ktoré nad svojím životom nehovorím.
It's not because it's not a religious thing.
Nie je to nejaké náboženské niečo.
It's because I have light, I have revelation.
A tie slova, ktoré hovorím, hovorím preto, lebo mám svetlo a zjavenie.
I am not going to speak those things over my life.
A zase tie iné veci nebudem nad svojím životom hovoriť.
I will not speak curses over my children.
Nebudem hovoriť prekliatia nad svojimi deťmi.
Well, you know, when they get older, you know, this and this and this is going
to
happen.
Keď dospejú, to a to sa stane.
Well, you know how it is.
No, vieš, ako to je dnes.
And my children are blessed.
Moje deti sú požehnané.
They're going to serve God all the days of their life.
Oni po všetky dni svojho života budú slúžiť Bohu.
How can you say that?
Ako to môžeš povedať?
What did God say?
No, ale čo hovorí Boh?
He calls the things that are not as though they were.
On povolal veci, ktoré nie sú, ako keby už boli.
I like what it says in one place.
Na inom mieste sa to hovorí inak a mám to rád.
God speaks the end at the beginning.
Že Boh už na začiatku hovorí koniec.
God speaks the end at the beginning.
Boh už na začiatku hovorí koniec.
I want to encourage you today.
Chcem vás dnes povzbudiť.
Begin speaking the end right now.
Začnite už ten koniec hovoriť teraz.
In other words, whatever situation is in your life.
Čiže nie je to akákoľvek situácia o vašom živote.
Now, how many of you understand, we don't deny the circumstances.
Rozumejme tomu, my nepopírame tie okolnosti, v ktorých sa nachádzame.
If there's sickness in your body, you don't walk around saying, oh, I don't have anything, there's just all my imagination.
Keď ste chorí, tak nechodíte a nehovoríte, ja už som zdravý, to len v mojich predstavách som ešte chorý.
You're not denying the circumstances.
Čiže týmto my nepopierame okolnosti, ktoré sú.
But you're declaring the end from the beginning.
Ale vy už na začiatku prehlasujete koniec.
I'm declaring that I will live and not die.
Ja prehlasujem, že budem žiť a nezomriem.
I'm going to come out of this situation better.
Ja vyjdem z tejto situácie lepší.
I'm growing stronger and stronger every day.
Každý deň som silnejší a silnejší.
My body is healing up.
Moje telo sa uzdravuje.
By the stripes of Jesus, healing belongs to me.
Cez Ježišove synavice mi uzdravenie patrí.
And whatever area of your life.
Nie je to akákoľvek oblasť vášho života.
My family is going to serve God.
Moja rodina bude slúžiť Bohu.
My marriage is going to bring glory to Jesus.
Moje manželstvo prinesie slávu Ježišovi.
My children are going to be raised up and be blessed.
Ja vychovám svoje deti, oni budú požehnané.
And I want to encourage you.
Chcem vás povzbudiť.
The more specific you can make it.
Čím konkrétnejšie to urobíte,
the better it is.
Tým to bude lepšie.
You speak those words that it and you that image in your mind.
A budete hovoriť slova a vytvoríte si aj taký obraz vo svojej mysli.
That you can see yourself there.
A aby ste sa tam videli.
Amen. Praise God. That's what Abram did. Abraham did.
To vlastne robil Abraham.
He began to see himself. I am the father of many nations.
On sa začal tak vidieť. Ja som otec mnohých národov.
He didn't even have a son.
A nemal ešte ani syna.
But he saw himself.
Ale už sa tak videl.
He believed what God said.
Uveril, čo Boh povedal.
God says you are blessed.
Boh mu povedal, ty si požehnaný.
God says that everything you need has already been provided.
Boh mu povedal, všetko, čo potrebuješ, ja som už pre teba zabezpečil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is it that you need in your life?
Čo je to, čo vy potrebujete vo vašom živote?
If you can believe.
Ak dokážete veriť.
And we've talked about how to change what you believe.
A my sme hovorili o tom, ako zmeniť to, čomu veríme.
You have to begin to sow different seeds.
Treba začať siať iné semienka.
If you keep sowing the same negative seeds, the same seeds everybody in the world is sowing,
ak budete pokračovať v tom a siať tie semienka, ktoré seje aj svet, tie negatívne, tie nesprávne,
you will have the same harvest.
Tak zožnete znova to, čo predtým.
But if you begin to sow God's word,
ale ak začnete siať Božie slovo,
the answers,
tie odpovede,
you will see different fruit.
Tak to ovocie bude iné.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So don't walk around and pull up the seeds.
Takže nevytrhávaj, vyšunúť.
Don't pull them up. Don't pull up the seeds.
The right seeds.
The good seeds, right.
Takže keď zasiete tie dobré semienka, tak potom si ich nevytrhnite.
Well, you know, I've been doing what Brother Don said to do for the last week.
Viete, no, týždeň som robil to, čo brat Don hovoril, aby som robil.
Nothing's really changed that I can see.
Ale ešte sa nič nezmenilo, ešte nič nevidím.
That's like pulling the seeds up.
Tak vytrhnem tie
oh,
semienka.
Oh, well, it doesn't work.
To nefunguje.
Pulling it up.
Tak ich povytrhávam.
No, don't do that.
Tak to nerobte.
Keep it in the ground.
Nechajte ich ešte v zemi.
Lord, thank you.
Páni, ja ti ďakujem.
I'm not moved by what I feel or what I see.
Ja nebudem chodiť podľa toho, čo vidím alebo cítim.
I walk by faith.
Ale ja chodím vierou.
What did we see in Mark 4?
Marek 4, čo sme tam videli?
The farmer says he rises night and day and night.
Tam sa hovorí o tom farmárovi, že on potom spal noci a cez deň bol bdelý.
He doesn't know how, but first the blade, then the ear, then the full thing.
Ale proste nechodil pozdrať tie semienka, ale potom postupne zrazu vyšla tá bylka, potom celé steblo a potom celý klas.
Just be faithful.
Čiže buďte verní.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand up with me?
Ešte sa chvíľu postavíme.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shura bakasi la burra bakashi barra masura makama surra masibara boturra bakasa. Hallelujah. Shibara matuku barra baka. Hallelujah. Shira bo boroko boroko. Lord, we worship you and thank you today.
Pani, my ťa uctívame a ďakujeme ti dnes. Shobara
manoko bo. Lord, we thank you for changes.
Ďakujeme ti za zmeny.
Good changes.
Za dobré zmeny.
Lord, we know that the word is working in our lives.
Vieme, že tvoje slovo koná v našom živote.
Hallelujah, that we are blessed.
Že sme požehnaní.
Lord, that you are taking care of those things in our lives.
Že ty sa staráš o veci v
našom
živote.
Oh, hallelujah, that everything we put our hand to is prospered and blessed and increased.
Všetko, na čo položíme ruku, bude požehnané, bude prosperovať a bude narastať.
Yeah, shura bokura bakila barama noko borama kashibada. Yeah, sura balavura bakibara bodora mamama koboroko rababaka baraki dede ramanoro borra bababa shibara madere bobobobobo baka delelelele ba kuvra barabati. Yeah, sarabokobo. Now you're going to have to uproot bad seeds.
Treba dať preč tie nesprávne semienka.
Okay, you're going to have to uproot negative things.
Budete musieť vytrhnúť tie negatívne veci.
Okay. Don't lie.
Don't
lie.
Vy?
Us, don't lie.
Neklam. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't steal.
Nekradni.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do things that are dishonoring to God.
nerobí veci, ktoré nedávajú čest Bohu.
Those things short circuit and stop the blessings of God.
Tieto veci jednoducho utlmia a zastavia to požehnanie Božie.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ďakujeme ti.
Lord, I just thank you. Ja
ti ďakujem,
Pane. I thank you for revelation today.
Ďakujem ti za zjavenie dnes.
Illumination.
Osvetlenie.
Yes, ura bakala burra makamba, yashuro bo burra babara bodurra baba kibara bokubra barabo kibra bokumbra barabo kibra botumbra ma. Bre barigede de bokubara bakarekede bekede bekede. Esho koboro koboro koba karabakashka. Hallelujah. Let's do this. Take the hands of the people on either side of you.
Môžete zachytiť za ruky, ako stojíte vedľa seba.
We're going to pray for each other.
A budeme sa modliť jeden za druhého.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kura bakita takashkidika shigedebu koboroko vravakita raboso. Now you begin to pray and speak the word of God over that person on either side of you.
Začnite sa modliť za človeka, ktorý je vedľa vás a prehlasovať nad ním Božie slovo.
Yes, in Jesus'
name. Ježiš.
We bless each other today in Jesus' name.
Budeme sa žehnať navzájom v mene Ježiš.
We speak health and healing.
Budeme prehlasovať zdravie a uzdravenie.
Wisdom in Jesus' name.
Múdrosť v mene Ježiš.
Strength in Jesus' name.
Silu v mene Ježiš.
We loose the anointing of the Holy Spirit in this place. Uvoľňujeme
pomazanie Ducha Svätého na tomto mieste.
O ramama kasha burram baba kasha. Ko rababa kibala burro bokobo. Ramana mandora makama favor. O rababa sho rababa kashka. Favor and good success.
Priazeň u Boha a dobrý úspech.
In the name of Jesus.
Mene Ježiš.
Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Mene
healing
Ježiš.
Anointing.
Uzdravenie a pomazanie.
Grace.
Milosť.
Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Mene Ježiš.
Oh, fashila boro kora bakara bakora bokora ka ka da ka da ka da ka da. Jere borra babaka bara bokora baka. Desha bara bodo koro 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 koro. Bebia baba baba bata. Ha 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 ha. Ey, soro boko boko. Remana kla la 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 kia ra 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 liya ra ka. Yo, robo 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 ba 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 ba. Dele borra makabara bokora makabara bodora makabara baki. Be 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 be. Ha ba 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 ka. Ey, te 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 te. Sheke deke. Dosh kede bodo ko boko boko bo. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, ramakama shoboroko bromoko moshka. Oh, Father, I thank you. Oh, for health and healing springing forth. Wisdom. Gabriela kusha gadabokushka. Lord, I just thank you for perfecting those things that concern her life. Lord, aboko borra baka 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 ba. I declare it over her life according to Proverbs chapter 4. The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn. It's growing brighter and brighter to the full day. I thank you, Lord. Oh, for richer, fuller. Oh, Rama, brighter light of your glory in her life. Oh, Rababa bakasa baka. Ha 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 ha. Eh, shoro boko boko boshka. Oh, rich supply, rich supply. Oh, 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 in every area. Oh, a fullness, spirit, soul, and body, financially, relationally, socially, every level. Oh, rabakisho kurabaha. Oh, ramakaso kuraba. Eh, koroko roka barabaraboko. Yeshebede bobo roka barama. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. I bless you and thank you. Oh, roko boko sha. Oh, blessings, blessings, blessings.
Požehnanie.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Shoko, koko, shka. Rush, tish, ke, shugo, shoko. Bo, sokura, baba, sokruga, ze. Oh, fosubra, baba, so, raba. Oh, foshaba, raba, so, vo, raba. Oh, fosh, bedesh, kidebo, shoko, do. Ah, oh, Lord, we worship. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ura ba 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 ra ba ba ka ba ra ke ke de 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 te ke de ke. Roko doko 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 do ba 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Buki dobriano. Zditsky. Zditsky dishki. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay, praise so God. I bless you too.
Yes.
And God will help you to fulfill everything.
Amen.
God, he wants.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I agree. I thank you, Lord.
Thank
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I bless you in the name of Jesus.
Já vás žehnám v mene Ježíš.
Go in his peace and his strength.
Choďte v jeho pokoji a v jeho sile.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
A uvidíme sa o 2 týždne.